بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن، خلق الإنسان، علمه البيان. الشمس والقمر بحسبان، والنجم والشجر يسجدان، والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان، ألا تطغوا في الميزان، وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسر الميزان، والأرض وضعها للأنام، فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام، والحب ذو العصف والريحان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. In the previous surah, which was Surah Al-Qamar, again and again Almighty Allah asked the question, or Almighty Allah expressed, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ, that we have made this Qur'an so easy for anyone who wishes to take a lesson. فَهَلْ مِمْ مُدَّكِرْ, so is there anyone ready? At that time we explained that as Almighty Allah asks, is there anyone ready? Then it is the demand of the person of Iman, the demand for the believer, that he from his tongue and from his heart, he must say, O Allah, I am ready. And that person who stands up to take lesson, Allah Tabarakallah will place that lesson in his mind, in his heart. In this surah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam read this to the jinn on a certain occasion. And then he read it to the sahaba radiallahu anhum. As he was reciting this, they were listening and they were quiet. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then told them, that when the jinn heard this verse, فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, that, O man and jinn, which favor, which gift, which thing in the world which points towards the qudrat, the greatness, the beauty, the magnificence of Almighty Allah, will you still manage to keep your eyes blind from, as though you deny its reality? تُكَذِّبَانِ is from the word takzib. كذب المرسلين, a Nabi would go to the people. They understood him to be true. They saw his miracle. But one level of takzib was, the normal meaning of كذب يكذب takzib is to falsify, to say to someone you a liar. But the worst takzib is when you know the person is speaking the truth. Around me and you are the signs of Almighty Allah. Every one of them points to the beauty, the greatness, to the wujud, the existence of Almighty Allah. They are those people in the world who make open takzib, that they see the signs, but they falsify its connection with the Creator. They deny the existence of Almighty Allah, and they will make some other story for whatever is happening in the world. And then there is that level of takzib which unfortunately me and you find ourselves in. That we see every gift of Almighty Allah around us, but we do not establish the connection to Almighty Allah. We do not deny it completely, but neither do we establish it. We do not see Allah in the qudrat of, in the creation. We do not see the power of Allah in the works that is being done around us. Sometimes we even make the mistake of saying amazing, but the next sentence of Subhanallah doesn't come on the tongue. So this verse is فَبِأَيِّ آلَى, that which gift, which doing, which action of Almighty Allah, O man and jinn, will you continue turning a blind eye from? When the jinn heard this, the word that they said was آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, we believe in Allah. لَا شَيْءَ مِن نِعْمَتِكَ رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبُ, they said, O Allah, we will not turn blind. We will not be oblivious. We will not falsify any of your gifts. As we will read the surah, on every time when Almighty Allah will ask, فَبِأَيِّ آلَى, رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. The answer that I will give and you will give is, O Allah, we will not be oblivious to your signs. We will say it with the tongue, and we have hope that Allah makes it a reality. We have brought the zahir, and we have hope Allah makes the batin. In the beginning of the surah, Almighty Allah speaks about this world, and this world ends with the verse, Kullu man alayha fan, that then this world will now be wrapped up, and then will be the next, which is called the plains of Qiyamah. The favors of Almighty Allah in this world are such that whoever will see them, whoever will recognize them, whoever will attribute it to Almighty Allah, he will make his Qiyamah, he will make his Jannah, he will save himself from Jahannam. In this world which is called Darul Amal, which is called the farm for the year after, if a person engages and enjoys the gifts of Almighty Allah, he goes deep into every gift, he swims to the bottom of the ocean, he flies to the top of the skies, he eats the best of the fruits of this world. But if he does not establish the connection of the gift with the giver of the gift, then on the day of Qiyamah, these gifts, it will be a waba, it will be a punishment, it will be a musibat. It will be depriving him from Jannah, it will be putting him into the fire of Jahannam. In this first ruku, Almighty Allah speaks of these gifts, that if you can establish the relationship of the gift with the giver of the gift, you will make your akhirat, you will make your qiyamah, you will make your jannah, you will save yourself from Jahannam. Almighty Allah starts the surah with the word Ar-Rahman. 31 times in the surah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ is going to be repeated. O man and jinn, how long or what favor of your Rabb will you continue not seeing, falsifying, being oblivious to? The beginning of the surah is the muqaddimah. It's the introduction to this entire surah. That every gift that has come to me and you from Almighty Allah, it is not because we were deserving in any way. It was only and only because of the great mercy of Almighty Allah. Ar-Rahman. Allama al-Quran. The greatest gift that was given was the gift of Quran. He created man and he taught him bayan, the ability to talk, to express, to make known what he wants in a beautiful manner. Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bi-husban. The mighty sun, the moon, everything moving on a cause that has been set, so that man can have day when it is the time for day. He will have night when it is the time for night. We understand very well in this world, if a certain thing has to happen and we don't have the time for it, an announcement is made that the lights will be switched off, but we don't get the exact time just because time is not given. Man's entire state of affairs goes haywire. Almighty Allah says, do you really appreciate that everything going in order is because of the kindness of your Creator? وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. Look at the trees and look at the grass, how it has humbled itself in sajda in front of Almighty Allah. And then look up towards the sky, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا, and how it stays in its place. There is no pillar holding up the sky. With the weight that is on the sky has not come crushing to the ground. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, "Attati sama wa huqqa laha an ta'itta." He said, have you heard that sound from the sky? And he said, it's only right that that sky should make that sound. He said, every spot of that sky, there is an angel who is in sajda in front of Almighty Allah. But the weight of all those angels, finally that sky made a slight sound to show that this is extremely weighty, but it has not come from that day. Until the end, it has not come crashing down to the grounds. Allah Ta'ala says, how high we lifted it. وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. And we set a balance for the entire world. There is balance in the manner man is created. How one ear will look similar to the other. How people around will look similar to each other. There is no one who is extremely tall. and the other is extremely, extremely, extremely short. Almighty Allah created a balance in the colors that are around us, in the plants, in the mountains, in the clouds, how me and you look at each other, how the world moves. There is a set balance. There is a balance in the nature of man. A slight change in the balance and it makes him become sick. When man gets sick, it is to remind him that remember, your being healthy was never in your power. Rather, it was a balance that was set by Almighty Allah. During the time of the balance, it is normally when man becomes oblivious and he thinks this is automatic, this is normal. There is nothing normal in the world. Almighty Allah then makes what we call abnormal. The abnormal comes to give you and me a message that remember, the normal is only happening because Almighty Allah is allowing. فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ. So will man, when he sees the normal, will he continuously remain oblivious? Is it that me and you, every now and then, we require a wake-up call? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us so beautifully. Almighty Allah announced in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will appreciate and you will link the favors of Allah which you are seeing, what we call normal times, when man normally becomes oblivious, during that time, the one who will link it to Almighty Allah, he will have no need for a wake-up call. Allah will give him even more days of normal. He will get enjoyment and enjoyment upon that enjoyment. But the one who becomes oblivious, the one who falls asleep, he is the one who calls then for the abnormal to wake him up, to say to him, remember, the normal was not normal. It was also the doing of Almighty Allah. وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. He set the balance in the world, but majority became oblivious to what is called the gift of things being balanced. أَلَّا تَتْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. Almighty Allah said, he set the system of balance. One is so that you will appreciate his gift, and one is you yourself will understand how I do not wish anything to be unbalanced. How I like everything to be normal. How I like everything to be fair. How I like everything to be just. Similarly, if I have been given power, then with the people under me, with the people around me, I also have to live with justice. I also have to make things balanced. I cannot incline to one and leave the other one hanging. Quran mentioned of a man who has two wives, but now he inclines completely to one and he leaves the other kal mu'allaqa, like a woman who is hanging. She doesn't know if she has a husband or if she does not have a husband. Allah tabarak ta'ala created balance. We enjoy balance. Allah tabarak ta'ala said, and I made it such so that you also will keep a balance. Wal arda wada'aha lil anam. And then Allah tabarak ta'ala says, and remember, the earth, we laid it out for man and for jinn. The earth, we laid it out, we prepared it. Everything in it was made so that man and jinn can find whatever he wants. Fiha faqiha wan nakhlu dhatul akmam. Almighty Allah says, look at the fruits that we have prepared for you. Wan nakhlu, he says, look at every kajur, every date. Dhatul akmam, look at how we covered it all. وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ. Look at every seed and look at every grain, and around the grain also you will find a covering. Ulama wrote that Almighty Allah placed a covering around everything that we enjoy. And when that comes to us, we normally will remove that covering. You will take out the peel of the orange. But has man at the time of removing the peel, has he ever thought of this, that it was the kindness of my Allah that he wrapped the orange in a peel so that when it will reach my tongue, it will reach and the inside of the orange has not been touched. Allah Ta'ala says, look at the fruit and look at the date. Dhatul akmam, and then look at the covering that we have given. We put it in a sleeve and we sent it to you.
والحب ذو العصف والريحان. Allah Ta'ala said, look at every grain and look at the covering of the grain. والريحان, look at the beautiful flowers that are around you and the wonderful smells that are coming. And before you are going to say how wonderful, then Allah Ta'ala says, rather say, what a great Allah. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ إِرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. O man and jinn, you see all these favors. You understand it to be a gift. You enjoy it. Why don't you want to connect it? From which favors of the favors of your Rabb, O man and jinn, will you continue remaining blind? خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَّارِ وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ. Almighty Allah says, look at yourself then. He says, we made you once upon a time from such a material, salsal, which if someone knocks on it, it gives like this knocking sound. The sound that you will get when you hit on the door. The sound you will get when you hit on a clay pot. Min salsal, giving out that sound. Kal fakhar, just like a clay pot. But now hit on yourself. Hit on the door. Hit on yourself. Why are you not making that sound? Almighty Allah said, your material demanded that sound. But we would not create that sound. It was in your honor, in your izzat, in making you the perfect model. Almighty Allah speaks to the jinn. And he said, we made you of a collection of fire. But when the jinn came out, they came out in a unique form. Allah Ta'ala says, look at what we made you, look what you became. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ يَرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. O man and jinn, will you still remain oblivious? رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ. Forget you and forget the one jinn. Almighty Allah says, every creation that moves on the earth or between the earth and the skies or flying high under the skies, every creation from the east, normally we will say from the east to the west, Almighty Allah says from one point of the east to the other point of the east, Rabbul Mashriqain, the two easts, and then from one point of the west to the other point of the west, now you join up the entire, what we will normally say north, south, east and west. Almighty Allah said from the two points of the east and the two points of the west, how the world explains that when the sun rises, it will always rise on a different spot in the east. And it's going to set at a different spot on the in the west. Between spot A and spot B, there are many spots. That is the spots of the east. Almighty Allah says the two easts. And then that sun as it moves, every day it will cross on a different line, going to its different spot in the west. Whatever comes under that sun, whatever the ray of the sun touches, whatever grows with that light, Almighty Allah says, Rabb, do you know who is sustaining? Do you know who is looking after? Do you know who is creating? فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ يَرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. O man and jinn, how long will you still remain oblivious? مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخْ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ يَرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Almighty Allah says, you have walked on the dry lands. Now you are moving to the waters. When you come to the water, many a time you will see the river is going into the ocean. But why is it that the mighty waves of the ocean as it hits, but the water of the ocean stays on the side of the ocean, and the water of the river stays on its own side? The two waters, they touch, but they cannot go in. Allah Ta'ala says, he joined the oceans, meaning the two waters. يَلْتَقِيَانْ, they mixing, you see them mixing. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخْ, but we have put behind between them a wall. لَا يَبْغِيَانْ, the water of the one, it might be sweet water, it will not become salty because of the salty water of the ocean. The water of the other, its temperature might be its own, but it will not affect the temperature of the other. Allah Ta'ala said, we put this in front of you. Why? So that when you see it, not only will you say, wow, not only will you say, amazing, but you will say, how wonderful is the Creator. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ يَرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. In the previous surah, Almighty Allah said, every verse of this Quran, we made it easy for you to take a lesson. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرْ In this surah, Almighty Allah again and again is saying, every favor I created in the world, I created it for you, so that you will look at it, and you will say, now I saw my Allah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَى But still we remain blind. يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَ اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ Almighty Allah says, then pearls and beautiful stones are pulled out from the waters of the ocean. Man enjoys it. Man thrills with it. Man sometimes thinks how it was created deep in the waters. Man wants to create for his wife, wants to make for his wife a beautiful necklace. Almighty Allah says, all of that is for you on condition that when you put it in your hand, when you put it in your eye, when you thrill about how wonderful it feels, how wonderful it looks, then at that time also say, Subhanallah, that if this is so beautiful, then what is the beauty of the creator of this? فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتِ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ And then while you are looking at the waters, first the river was touching the ocean, but the waters were touching, but one was not going into the other. Then you were thinking about the beautiful stones that come out from the ocean, and then you saw a huge ship that was going. Almighty Allah says, وَلَهُ That huge ship that you see, الْمُنْشَآتُ فِي الْبَحْرِ Moving in the waters, كَالْأَعْلَامِ Like mountains. That ship is like a mountain. It has a hotel, it got hotels, it got swimming pools, it got tennis courts. It got loads and loads and loads, tons and tons of weight. And you wonder, what a mighty thing on the water, but how the water just holds it up. It is like a mountain, but in front of the waters of the ocean, it becomes like an ant. Almighty Allah says, وَلَهُ That when you look at that ship, and you say, what a ship? The answer is, the statement is no, that is also for Allah. وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتِ That that huge ship in the ocean, that's also for Allah. That man must see it and he must show amazement at the qudrat of Allah. That he allowed that mighty, that huge ship to remain on the top and it did not go down into the waters. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Tell ya, man has a chance. Look at the favors of Allah around us. Look at the favors inside us. Look at the favors that we devour. Look at the favors that we breathe in. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ Because the time is going to come where man will no longer be able to enjoy the favor, neither will he be able to later on attribute the favor. It will be now finished. There will be no eating of that favor, no drinking of that favor, and there will be no saying Subhanallah upon any favor. It will all come to an end. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكْ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ It will only be Allah left. And then it will be the day of Qiyamah. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Almighty Allah says, even this is a gift to you, O man and jinn, that the news of what's going to happen tomorrow, that we brought right now, on that day, that individual who will enjoy the shade of Almighty Allah, on a time when there will be no shade but the shade of Allah, he at that time will say, O Allah, what a favor it was of you, that you protected me from the heat of the day of Qiyamah. You protected me from being under your anger, and you gave me the chance to be under your throne, your arsh. On that day, every tongue will say, when he will be asked, can you deny any of the favor of Allah? The natural answer will come on the tongue of the believer, how can we ever be oblivious of the favors of our Allah? On that day, the words of the people of Jannah will be, Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha. I thank you, O Allah, you showed me this path. Wama kunna, but we would not have found this path unless you showed. It will be a natural shukr on that day, but that natural shukr, it will not help or it will not avail the one who could not make that shukr today in this world. Whoever remains blind today, he will stand on the day of Qiyamah and he will be blind. He will say, Lima hashartani. وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا لِمَ حَشَّرْتَنِي أَعْمَى Why did you make me stand blind? Whereas in the world I could see, you will be said, كَذَٰلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. When our signs came in front of you, why you acted blind? Allah Ta'ala says on that day, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens and in the earth always asks from Almighty Allah. كُلَّ يَوْمْ هُوَ فِي شَعْنِ. Every second, every split second, Allah is seeing, Allah is in His own splendor. He is seeing to everything. Allah is not far from us. Allah is not away from us. It's only perhaps we don't feel it so much, or we don't think it. Almighty Allah says, but then a day is coming. سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ. That very soon, I will make myself free for you, O man and jinn. Free for you means now man will see Allah. And now man will understand the presence of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ. Remember, everyone will have to one day stand in front of his Allah. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانِ. There will be no translator in between. He will look on his right. He will look on his left. He will look in front. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ. Looking at his right, he will see what he had sent. Looking at his left, he will see what he sends. He will see in front of him the fire of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَاتَّقُ النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَ. That somehow or the other, push away that fire of Jahannam from your face. Even if it's just giving a seed in the path of Allah, a date in the path of Allah. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. Even if you don't have one date, then say a good word. Say Subhanallah. Say something to make someone happy. Think about this. سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ. Every day we enjoy the presence of Almighty Allah. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَعْنٍ. Every day our body naturally asks Almighty Allah. We ask for air. We ask for strength. When a person feels ill, his entire body goes into a fever. That is to say, Oh Allah, what is happening? Every day we love asking from Almighty Allah, but we became oblivious to that natural questioning, that natural asking. Every second, every split second, Almighty Allah is seeing to our need. We became oblivious, but then the day is coming where we will not be able to be oblivious. سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ. Almighty Allah says, very soon, I will make myself free for you, O man. فَبِأَيَّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. What a gift it is that Almighty Allah, before we find ourselves on that plane, before we find ourselves in front of Allah with no answer, Almighty Allah gave us the question already, that prepare. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ. O man and jinn, إِنْ إِسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا. This will be said on the day of Qiyamah. This applies to this world itself. That O man and jinn, if you think you can run away from this exam, if you think you can get away from the final test, Allah Ta'ala says, where you want to go? Do you want to go out of the skies? Or do you want to go out of the earth? لَا تَنْفُذُونَ. You will not be able to go out anywhere. You will have to stand in front of Allah. This is a test that me and you, even if we want to run away from it, it is coming to us. فَبِأَيَّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. When you know you will have to write the exam, get ready for it. يُرْسَلُ عَلَيْكُمَا شُوَاظٌ مِّن نَارٍ وَنُحَاسٍ فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانَ. On that day, certain man and certain jinn, in the fear of what is going to come, they will really attempt getting out of that plains. The men will be running to the edges. The jinn will try to go up and up. Allah Ta'ala says, then they will see fire and smoke being rained upon them. فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانَ. You will not be able to aid each other. You will have to then submit that it is now the time for results. فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Before the day the report is given, Almighty Allah already gave us the questions. فَإِذَا انشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءِ. Remember at the time when the sky will split. فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. It will become red. Like how that oil which is at the bottom of the pot but extremely hot, that red color that it gives. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. On that time, man will already understand, this is what we have been promised. The people of Iman will say, وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Rahman promised this, The messengers spoke the truth. As for the people of Kufr, they will say, Ya waylana, man ba'athana min marqadina. That why did you wake us up from our graves? Why did we have to say this? Allah Tabaraka says, what a gift it is that before you see the red in the sky, Almighty Allah said, we already told you about it. Before you see the red, prepare for the red. فَيَوْمَ إِذِ اللَّهِ يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسُ وَلَا جَانْ. On that day, no man and no jinn will have to be questioned about his son. Are you waiting for that day to see, is it really true, jinn? Will you still remain oblivious? Are you waiting for that day to see, is it really true? Then it will be too late. هَذِهِ. On that day it will be said that if you never thought it's going to happen, now this is that Jahannam. الَّتِي يُكَذِّبُ بِهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Which the criminals would always say, I don't think it's going to happen. يَتُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا. Sometimes they will be in the fire. وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آن. And sometimes they will ask the angel to give them a chance just to take a breather, just to take a glass, just to take a drink. And an extremely hot substance will be brought for them. بَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آن. It could be called like boiling water, but it will have within it pus, blood, dirt. The cup, the goblet will be so hot. The utensil that will be used to hold that goblet itself will be of a different nature. The goblet itself will cause the lips of the individual to burn. What then to speak of the liquid? As that hot liquid will go into the stomach of the individual, it will cause a meltdown of so many parts of his body. It will cause the lip at the beginning to swell. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it will swell until it reaches the chest and it will go lower. Ulama have written, when this will be the resting period of the people of Jahannam, when this will be the resting period, meaning they will ask, give us a break, when this will be the resting period of the people of Jahannam, then what do you think will be after the rest? When the angel will say, now go back into the fire. فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Almighty Allah says, O man and jinn, will you still remain oblivious to what favors of Allah you enjoying? Amongst them, that we have placed you on the plains of Qiyamah before you had to stand on that plain. We have placed you on the plains of Qiyamah. We have shown you the red of the sky as he is splitting. We have shown you the criminal being grabbed and pulled. We have shown you that man and jinn standing in lines, but everyone's fate has already been written. We have shown you the jinn and man trying to run away from the plains of Qiyamah, and they being brought back into line because of fire and because of smoke. When we put you on the plains of Qiyamah, man and jinn, how long will you remain oblivious to the favors of Almighty Allah? May Allah Tabarakullah make us not only like the jinn on our tongue that we say, O Allah, لا نكذب بنعمة من ربك لا لا شيء من نعمتك ربنا نكذب. That O Allah, none of your favors will we remain oblivious, blind, will we ever falsify. May Allah make it that we say it on the tongue and it becomes part of our heart and our body. As we see the world around us, we take ibrat and lesson from everything around and we use it to reach Almighty Allah. And as the previous surah had mentioned, every time we read Quran, and we are being told, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. May Allah Tabarakala make us amongst the people who take benefit from the ayat of Quran. May Allah Tabarakala make us from the people who benefit from every sign of Allah around us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.